with great virtue, out of compassion, for the sake of this assembly and all living beings, please turn the wonderful Dharma wheel to teach us how to leave suffering, attain bliss and birth and death, and quickly realize non-birth. Cung thính đại đức tăng thính vì thứ pháp hồi cập nhật thiết chúng sinh thính chuyên diệu pháp luân giao đạo ngã môn như há liêu sanh tử ly khổ đạp là tốt chứng vô sanh.
Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one.
Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one.
Namo sarantho suche doye ola hodi san miao san puto xie. Nam mô Tát Đạt Tha Tô Ya Đa Ya A La Hà Đế Tam Miểu Tam Bồ Đa Thọa. The unsurpassed, profound, subtle and wonderful Dharma in 100,000 million aeons is difficult to encounter. Now that I've come to receive and hold it within my sight and hearing, I vow to fathom the thus come one's true and actual meaning. Wu shang sheng sheng wei miao fa bai jie wan jie nan zao yu wo jin jian wen de shou qi yin jie ru lai cheng shi yi. O Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, venerable Shenhua, venerable Bhikshunis, all good noble advisors, Amitofo. Chư Phật Bồ Tát, kính thưa Hòa thượng Tiên Hóa, kính thưa quý sư cô và quý vị thiện tri thức A Di Đà Phật. Chư Phật Bồ Tát, sư phụ Sang Nhân,各位比丘尼，各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。298. The Sangha is the left home Buddhist body that is dedicated to cultivating the Buddha Dharma. Sangha is Sanskrit, that means united, harmonious. Cái tăng đoàn là cái chỗ cái nhóm mà chuyên môn Đức Phật tạo ra để chuyên môn tu cái Phật pháp. Tăng đoàn từ chữ chữ Phạn ra, nó dịch thông dịch ra từ chữ Phạn, thông dịch ra có nghĩa là hòa hợp. Okay. Sân chế phan di trần chữ sư hở hở sân. Hợp chung. So in the Sangha there are six harmonies. Trong cái tăng đoàn có sáu cái hòa, sáu lục hòa, liêu hợp. The first harmony is the harmony of the body. We dwell together. We live in the same place. Sân hở cùng trụ, thân hòa cùng trụ, ở chung một chỗ. So it's physically we dwell in the same physical location.
thân hòa là mình đang nói về cái pháp mà mình dùng cái thân mình ở chung với nhau.
Meaning that you learn to share the space with others.
Thân hòa có nghĩa là mình dùng, mình biết chia sẻ cái khoảng không gian với những người khác.
Yes. Sao mà?
Dấu
phan gì?
Number
two, words. Harmonies in words, in language. Meaning that the thing here, to all together, the body means that we are united physically. We are a group that can cohabit together. This is physical sharing of space.
意思就是说，我们的这个身体是我们是一群，大家是一群共住在一起的。
That's right. And the words number two, the words is that the key here is that there's no fighting.
第二个就是与和无争。
Cái ngữ hòa, cái quan trọng ngữ hòa là vô tranh có nghĩa là mình không có cãi lộn nhau, không có giành giật nhau. Okay.
When you live together, naturally you have a lot of disagreements. Even though we have a lot of disagreements, we do not fight.
当你住在一起的时候，你自然而然会有很多争执。那当这些争执发生的时候，你不要争，互相吵闹。
Disagreement, what's what's Chinese for disagreement?
争执，不同意。
Huh?
不同的意见。持相反的意见。
对。不同的意见。Lúc mình sống với nhau, tự động mình có những cái bất đồng ý kiến rất nhiều. Thành ra cái chuyện mà mình học cái cách phát biểu ý kiến mà không có sự tranh cãi trong đó.
So what happened is that even though you have differing opinions, you learn to express yourself in a way that we don't cause inner fighting, cause arguments.
所以当你有不同意见的时候，你要学着怎么样能够表达你的意见，但是并不要跟人家争吵。
How is it possible? It not only applies to us level people, for you as well, at home as well. You live under the same roof, you bound to have different opinions. How are you going to prevent yourself from not fighting?
有可能吗？你们大家都住在一起，你们有可能不吵架吗？
好，入境，你有什么意见
？Or not fighting？
你知道是他们这是很做，他们做了，可是。
You know they're wrong. You know they're so wrong.
错。
错。
You know they're so wrong. Especially young, they don't know what they're talking about. And they're so wrong. Especially like rearing children. They're so wrong. How are you going to approach them so that it's without causing fighting?
How would you?
My family couldn't be done.
It couldn't be done. My family too.
他说是
you know the only family.
他觉得是没有办法的。法师说他自己的家庭也是一样。
How about your family, Amy? Can it be done? It cannot be done. If it cannot be done at home, how can it be done in the Sangha? I'm asking you.
在圣真里面怎么可以呢?
How is it possible? Nhà mà làm được sao mà nó nói chuyện người thân của mình nó làm chưa được đó. Huống gì mà người dân nước lạ sao mà làm được? See, your own flesh and blood, you can't do it. How can you do it with total strangers?
你跟自己的亲人都没有办法，你怎么样可以跟陌生人没有争吵呢？
你有什么意见？颜慧法师 ，How is it possible? You know, this is one of the important things about the training and the sangha. You learn not to fight. It's so important.
说真前门很重要的训练之一就是
，So the sangha stays together regardless, and we have different opinions, we have different beliefs.We have different understandings, and yet we don't fight. How is it possible? It's not only a sangha. Lay people as well. You know, you come from different experiences, different education, different priorities in life, different likes and dislikes. How are you going to not fight? Làm sao bác thân hương? Sao mà không tranh nhau bây giờ? You know, she has a system.Bác có cái phương pháp đúng không? Bác đã từng thấy cái chuyện mà tranh giành với chuyện tranh đấu với nhau, chả cái lộn nhau đã cuộc đời bác rồi, đúng không? She's seen it all. Being from under the Vietnamese tradition where we have three generations under the same roof, it's bound to be a lot of fighting. So she witnessed them all. I'm asking her, what is it she does? Làm sao bây giờ bác?
法师问后面这位女士说
Nhẫn. Ai nhẫn? Người thua là người thắng. She says the way she does it, this is very interesting.The reason I'm bringing it up because it's very interesting because it offers her perspective. She is what you might call the daughter-in-law. And in the Vietnamese culture, it's you are a second-class citizen. You are a stranger trying to come in and trying to learn to fit in. I don't know if Amy has that problem. But in Asian culture, you know what I'm talking about, Yen Hui Fa Shi, right? I mean, it's a second class citizen, more or less, in English, right? So you are an outsider, okay? You need to earn your way to be accepted into the family, okay? And that's a problem with these women in Asian culture, by the way. They go in, and you know, she says that,I witness it, and people pick a fight with me. If I can explain it to them, fine. If I can't explain to them, I yield. Let them have it their way. That's her approach. Okay.
法师问后面这位女士，因为她住在那个三代同堂的那个家里里面，那而且她自己本身是就是所谓的媳妇，就是。他是外面的媳，不是亲生这个家庭的人，所以他在法师说在越南来说就是所谓的次等公民这样子。那他的做法就是你问我，我给你我的意见，那你如果不同意的话，我就让你。
Okay, not only her, but you know, like in our temple, for example, you have a lot of these three Vietnamese women. Now you have one Chinese, and you know.It's Chinese versus Vietnamese as well. So, you know, the difference in culture, difference in kung fu, difference in a lot of differences, okay? Because it's bound to be a lot of friction, a lot of problems. How do you do without fighting? I'm being very blunt here.
法师说，尤其就好像我们的道场有三位这个越南的比丘尼以及一位台湾来的那。他们有很多不同的地方，那他们要怎么做才可以不 不要有摩擦。
Yeah, a lot of friction. So how are you going to do it without fighting, without getting in a fight? Cô ngồi ghế được đâu, cần ngồi riêng chi nó đau chân. Tự nhiên, sao? Okay, we're talking about something real here, folks. It's something very personal for most of you, okay? Especially on the men's side, we got it made because men like Randy and myself and Ước and Danny and Tex here, if you don't like it, we get up and we leave. Right? Before we leave, we punch them in the face. It's easy for us. Agree? Is that how we all solve our problem? Right? You're not worth it. Here. To remember me with.
老师说这个是很私人的问题，尤其是像我们这像他们本身和男众们，他们对他们来说比较简单，因为他们就只要不高兴，他们就可以走，就可以离开。
Are you done?Bên đàn ông thì nó dễ lắm, mà tại vì như đàn ông chúng tôi thì thường thường mà cãi lộn nhau mà mướn thích thì trước khi mà lẫy mà bỏ đi thì đấm một cái cho nó bể mặt cái đã, xong mình bỏ mình đi. Đàn ông nó dễ lắm, còn đàn bà đâu có làm gì được, đúng không? So, làm sao mà sống mà không có tranh được? Tại sao mình tranh? Mình tranh tại mình thấy người ta sai, mình đúng. See, we fight because we know they're wrong, we're so right.
是说我们会争执是因为我们都觉得
Am I correct?
对方是错的，而且我们是对的。
người ta sai mà. Mình đúng mà. Không tranh đâu có được. Không tranh nó hư sao? So, because they're wrong, we're right. We don't fight.The family will be broken. Things will deteriorate. So we need to fight.
因为我们觉得我们是对的，如果我们不争的话，那我们事情就做不成，或者是家里就散乱这样子。
Okay, why is everyone so quiet today? Huh?
是说你们为什么突然这么安静？
为什么说你？ So the point here of the family or the sangha is that we stay together regardless of the differences, and the way to do that is to not engage in fighting.
所以。重点就是不管发生什么事情，我们都还是要群居在一起。
And you have to learn it from Bác Thân Hương here because she speaks from experience. Okay, the only way of not fighting is you have to yield.
老师说你要跟后面这位女士学习，因为她是从她个人经验来的，就是你唯一的方法就是你要让。
The only way is to yield.It's not about logic. It's not about right and wrong anymore. You just have to yield. You know, you don't concentrate on right or wrong anymore. See, as long as your mind is stuck on right or wrong, you keep on fuming. And I'm sure she's fumed all her life. She never been taught that. Okay? When you yield, meaning you let go. If you yield and you still...insist on being right, you cannot yield for very long.
所以跟对错没有关系，是你要让。所以当你让的时候，你就是要选择放下。如果你让了，但是你又觉得你是对的话，那你没有办法可以这样子很久。
Cái này là học trong những người kinh nghiệm mà như bác Thân Hương mới nói là bác cách bác là bác nhường. Bác nhường ta có nghĩa sao? Nhường có nghĩa là mình chịu thua.Đó là mới theo cái ý chịu thua thôi. Tôi nói cái nhường này là mình nhường ở chỗ mình nhường là người ta đúng. Chứ còn nếu mình nhường mình đúng ấy, mình chưa phải là nhường. Mình nhường mà mình đúng ấy, có nghĩa là mình đang còn giận. Mình đang còn giận, mình thì nào mình nhường lâu được nữa.
Thầy nói đúng, nhưng mà nó mới nghĩ mình tạm thời đang trong trách nhiệm
Bắt đợi, đợi cơ hội. Mới giải thích người ta. Đang lúc mà nóng tính, đang nóng mặt với nhau thì vui.
She also says it's a timing thing. When you are in heated argument, don't butt heads. You need to learn to yield at that very point in time. That's her point. Okay? Because when in a heated argument, okay, it's no sense. It's no sense in fighting. But that's when the fight escalates and gets out of control because people get hot-headed. Okay? So what she's saying is that her experience has been that she needs to yield and yield and yield until that person calms down. Then there's a chance to talk reason.
她说她的个人经验是说，就是当你在争吵得很激烈的时候，你要避免那个正面冲突。那她的经验就是说，你就是要让到对方冷静了一点的时候，才可以再谈这件事情。
Okay, but then she's still fighting, isn't she?
老师说，可是这样子听起来你还她还是在争，对不对？
Nhưng bác vẫn đấu như thường, tại bác đấu hay vì đấu lúc đó, bác đấu sau này. Vẫn thực thiệt sự chưa phải là nhường.
There are two aspects of that. Number one, it may get out of control because you keep on fuming about that. A text might be fuming about it, annoying text. He's like, I know I'm right. I know I have to be patient, but that kind of thing. So it's eating you up. Okay? It's doing damage to you. Number one. Number two, the other aspect of it is that, yes.
法师说第一点就是不好的地方就是你一直争的话他就会一直在一直在加油在加燃让你继续生气这样子。
It eats you up. I mean, you know, some people, especially some people I know, they keep on fuming about it. And it just becomes...keeps on bugging them until it becomes unbearable.
就是会一直他会一直想一直想然后会让他对这件事情的怨恨会增加。
What are those people? I can name one.
这是什么样的人呢?
People with a temper.
他说就是有脾气
的人。Not too, I don't dare look at anyone right now, but people who have a temper is going to eat you up. Okay?
对有脾气的人呢，这个就是会，就是会侵蚀，会加油。
Yeah.
You ever get some extreme situations in families? Like you have a family member that's waiting to get on your case.
Yeah. Sounds like my family. Yes.
And then they never let
up. Sounds familiar. I can assure you, Tex is no different in my family or her family or her family or her family.
I don't know. I've never seen anything like this before.
Poor Tex. Tex has no clues of the way of the world, how the rest of the world is. How about you, Randy? Why are you so quiet? No fighting?You have a fighting problem in your family? But we're talking about pretty intense fighting. When it's just like, you know, like, you're not my brother anymore. You're not my father anymore. You're not my daughter anymore. That kind of thing. It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They never forgive you. They never forgive you.Yeah.
It's
resentment.
You blow it and yeah. It's like
It's resent. The ember is always there. They never go out.
You never relax, and you always have
that. And it carries on the next lifetime. They come back and say, I remember you. You used to be my brother. I love you so much, and that's how you treated me. Huh? Sounds familiar? You think that the Buddha created Sangha for because of our sake? It's highlighting. This is the beautiful about the Buddha Dharma. It sounds like, oh, it's about the left-home people, and you're supposed to, actually, it's telling you. You should not be fighting. That's what the message is. It's not about the Sangha. You know that? You should not be fighting. You put it in the form of some lofty group of people called the Sangha, and they're not supposed to be fighting, that kind of thing. Okay? Actually, it really pertains to us, people.
法师就说，这个佛，你们以为佛创造这个真邪门的，然后说叫他们不要争，让他们群居，这样不要争，是只是在说他们，其实就是在告诉我们大家都应该要不要争。
Cái này nói về cái tăng đoàn là không có tranh, không có tranh, dùng cái miền ra mà tranh. Cái này nói là tranh thôi. Thiệt ra cái bài học này cho tất cả mọi cái gia đình, mọi cái nhóm người mà sống chung với nhau đó sẽ có sự tranh cãi, có sự xung đột. Cái xung đột như vậy phần lớn nó có sự xung đột mà không giải quyết được, nó dẫn tới cái sự tranh đấu mà thành ra cái bài học này, vô tranh này, không phải đại học riêng cho tăng đoàn thôi. Phật là bài học Phật dạy rất là khéo. Ngài dạy về cái tăng đoàn, đó là cái nhóm người mà đặc biệt như vậy, hoặc là những tăng ni đó đặc biệt như vậy, phải có một cái phong cách, có một cách sống, nề nếp sống mà không có tranh. Thì ra Phật cũng đang chỉ về cái cuộc sống con người đó, nhân sinh quan của Phật, nhìn cho mình thấy rồi. Ok, cái tranh của cuộc đời mình đó, mình nói chuyện ra là tất cả những cái gia đình đều có sự tranh cãi, có sự xung đột đến cái độ mà đổ bể mà không thể gỡ được. Yes.
But isn't there sometimes when you fight and then you clear things up and then things gets resolved?
Sometimes it gets resolved, but there are some problems that cannot get resolved. Why is that? Lâu lâu có những cái chuyện mình có thể mình nói nó nói ra mà dàn xếp được, mình nói và nói ra nó có nói có lý, dàn xếp được. Có những chuyện mình dàn xếp không được. Yes. They will not. Why is that? That's right. Absolutely. Thank you. You guys, did you hear that? Mình nợ nhau. Okay. Mình nợ nhau có nghĩa là mình có cái tiền kiếp, mình có cái sự mà không giải quyết được lúc trước rồi, bây giờ mình tới để mình giải quyết, mình chưa chắc giải quyết được. Mình chịu thôi. Mình chấp nhận chuyện đó. The things that cannot be resolved. Period.
所以问题就是说，有的时候你不是在吵架的时候，你会变成是在讲一些事情，把事情解决这样子。但是法师的意思就是说，有些是没有办法解决的，因为什么呢？因为它是你们之前的债。
Yes. The point is that if you understand that there's some prior condition, prior debts in the past, okay, then it makes you more relaxed, doesn't it? Because maybe it doesn't have to be logical. You see, what happens to all of you, all of us, is that it's so illogical, it's so unfair, and you cannot stand for it. That's why you're not willing to yield. You're not willing to yield because you're right. Okay? If you understand there's some debt involved, some past causes involved, then it's not about logic anymore. It's about repaying the debt. Then you look at it differently. Then it's much easier to yield, isn't it? Okay? Now it makes sense. Before it didn't make sense at all that you have to yield. Now yielding now begins to make sense. See what I'm adding at?
他的问题是说你的还债。他就说：“那要怎么还这个债呢？”那法师说：“重点不是在于怎么还这个债，而是说你知道说有这件事情，这样子对你来说让就比较有意义了。不然的话，你就会觉得它没有什么意义。那为什么我要让呢
？”Okay, you yield because you want to pay off your prior debt because you did before. You are not willing to yield because you are right.Okay, now you will yield because yielding now begins to make more sense. Because now you yield because then you can settle the problem, settle the debt. It's more logical to yield. Before yielding is nonsense.
他是说，就是说你现在会让，是因为你觉得对你来说比较有意义，因为你知道你让可以解决你的债，可以还你的债，但之前你觉得你是对的，你为什么要让？
Cái có những cái chuyện mà mình giải quyết không được tại sao? Là tại vì mình có sự xung đột lúc trước rồi, mình nợ nhau, mình có không cách nào mà giải quyết được, vì phải đổ máu thôi. OK, mình có sự xung đột thôi, mình có sự đổ bể thôi, mình chịu thôi. OK, thành ra.Cái đó là tại vì bởi vì mình nó đổ bể là tại vì mình thấy mình đúng. Ok, người ta hoàn toàn người ta sai. Ngược lại, nếu quý vị nhìn cái sự xung đột bằng cách là tại cái nợ với nhau kiếp trước á, thì bây giờ họ phá mình, họ bể cho mình á, thì mình nhìn đó là cái nợ của mình á, thì mình có thể mình thấy nếu mình nhường nó bắt đầu nó có lý hơn là lúc trước. Tại lúc mình thấy cái nợ nó không có cái gì đúng, có sai ở trong ấy đó. Mà mình phải trả thôi. Ok. Mình nợ người ta. Bữa trước mình làm đổ bể chuyện người ta. Giờ người ta tới ta đòi lại, ta làm đổ bể chuyện mình. Đâu có gì đúng, có gì sai đâu. Nợ phải trả thôi. Thành như vậy, lúc mình nhường á, mình quyết định mình nhường á, thì nó có lý hơn là lúc trước. Tại không còn sai, không còn đúng nữa. Chỉ còn nhường thôi, còn trả nợ thôi. Yes.
À, cũng bị lỗ đầu như thôi. À, cũng lỗ hết. À.
Bác có nghe, tôi nghe những cái chuyện mà tôi thấy mà tội dễ sợ lắm. À, dâu và nhà chồng.Rồi ông cha bị chết, rồi xong rồi bị lủng củng, gia đình lủng củng. Cái chuyện xảy ra, đem bà dâu ra chửi một trận. Tại sao như vậy? Tại đem mấy cái linh hồn của cha mẹ bà dâu vào nhà thờ, đuổi ra ngoài. Không có liên quan gì với nhau hết, bọn đem đổ gán tội cho người ta, chửi luôn tổ tiên, chửi cha mẹ tổ tiên người ta luôn nữa. Đau khổ dễ sợ. Mà làm sao bây giờ?Trả thôi, mình chịu thôi. Chịu thôi chứ còn. Buồn làm gì? Nếu mình không nợ, ta đâu có làm quấy mình đâu. Người ta không nợ, ta đâu có đòi mình làm cái gì. You have to understand. I heard of stories of people, for example, who a daughter-in-law going in and the family has the problems and serious problems, and guess what happens? They call her out and say, it's all your fault because you brought your father's plaques, your ancestors' plaques, and you bring it into our family, onto our altar, and now they throw them out because they bring bad luck to the family. So not only it's her fault, also her ancestors' fault as well. Okay? And it hurts. Trust me, it hurts these Asian women. You know, it hurts because it's all they have left. And if you look at it in terms of repaying your debt, then it makes it a lot easier to accept. It's not about logic. It's about, because if you don't owe them, you did not do it to them in the past, they wouldn't do it to you right now.
法师说他曾经听过一个故事, 就是比如说那个媳妇带着他父亲的牌位进入家门, 然后最后他们家庭不和, 他们就怪这个媳妇说是他的问题, 然后就是说他们不要那个父亲跟祖先的牌位进来, 所以他说像这样子的话, 如果就是对那个媳妇觉得很伤, 但是如果他知道说, 这是他的债的话, 他就不会那么难过。
Thành ra trở lại cái ý kiến hồi nãy là mình bật có cái nợ đó thì mình trả nợ, kiếm cách mà trả nợ thôi, hoặc mình chịu đựng, hoặc là mình sám hối, hoặc là mình làm này hoặc làm nọ thì nó dễ thở hơn. Okay, so what happened going back to Urk's point earlier is that he says you recognize his debt, there is a debt there, you're indebted, then you can there are different ways for you to resolve it, either endure it, okay, or do repentances or whatever. The dharma is to help resolve those past debts. Okay, it's about debt resolution. It's not about logic at all. Okay, see, people look at it wrong. That's why people fight. That's my point.
所以回到刚刚的问题，就是说，你可以怎样消除你的债，就是你可以消除你的债，就是你可以。 就是忍耐或者是忏悔，那法师说，这就是说不要把它看成是一个逻辑上对跟错的问题。
Thành ra khi mình hiểu là có cái nợ ở đâu thì mình giải quyết cái nợ đó là bằng cách là mình nhẫn nại hoặc là mình gì đó sám hối, hoặc có những cái pháp khác nhau để giải quyết cái nợ cũ đó, đó thì nó dễ thở hơn. Thay vì mình trụ vào cái sai đúng với sai với cái quấy, sai với cái đúng. Ok, questions? It goes, the teaching also goes beyond that though. It's not only that.
说其实还是 之后后面还有更深的意思在里面，不光是债。
Thiệt ra cái pháp này không phải chỉ là nợ không đâu, mà cái pháp Phật dạy này là pháp hay hơn nữa, là cái pháp nhẫn. It's not only about past debts. This no fighting dharma here is about the dharma of patience.
他是说。 其实不是关于这个不争的法门，不关于在于讲你之前的欠债，而是也是在讲你关于忍。
Cái tranh là tại mình nhẫn không được nữa mới tranh. Another aspect of fighting is that we are fighting because we cannot endure it anymore.
另外一个角度看，就是说我们会争，就是因为我们没有办法忍耐了。
Okay. Now I'm taking the cultivation perspective. I'm not talking about the worldly perspective. I'm talking about cultivation. Tôi đang nói về cái phương diện về tu hành đó nghe. Okay. Tại vì mình đang nói cái pháp tu hành của tăng đoàn. Okay. Có nghĩa rằng cái tăng đoàn không tranh tại sao? Không tranh tại vì tăng đoàn phải biết nhẫn với nhau.
Tôi hiện tại đang theo hướng của tu hành để xem cái pháp môn.
From cultivation perspective, okay, this is part of the fact that the friction arises from sharing the space, okay, and therefore disagreement and arguments arise, and you learn to endure the discomfort without ever vocalizing it or expressing it.
是说从修行的角度上来看，当你们在共住的时候，你们有摩擦的时候，你要忍耐到你从来都不会吭一声这样子。
Đây là cái pháp tu của tăng đoàn, có nghĩa là sao? Mình cái Phật dạy cái pháp này là cái pháp để cái phương diện về tu hành. Tu hành nghĩa là sao? Mình có tu hành nhẫn. Mỗi người mình sống chung với nhau, chung chà với nhau sẽ có sự xung đột, có sự bất đồng ý kiến. Okay. Cái sự xung đột nó đem tới sự tranh chấp, có sự cãi cọ với nhau. Thì cái pháp tu này có nghĩa là Phật dạy là không được cãi, mặc dù mình bị phiền não, mình không cãi. Tại sao như vậy?
Oh, by the way, the other second part about I didn't mention earlier, first aspect is that I mentioned the first aspect. The second aspect is that some people choose to fake it. They claim they're not angry. Okay, happens a lot. Angry? No, I'm not angry. And your face is all red. Okay. That's what happens. And what happens is that this is a very common reaction as well. Okay. You pretend you're not angry.
那从刚刚那个不争的方面来讲说，还有一些人就是他们会假装他们没有生气。
If you do that, if you keep on doing that, you lose credibility. No one will believe you anymore.
那说如果你一直这样做的话，别人就不相信你了。
Okay? Because that big of a problem you have in front of your face, and you keep on denying that. How are you gonna solve the major problems? That's a big problem people don't realize. You cannot put on a facade. You cannot say, okay, I pretend not to get angry. I don't have to tell anyone. I just get angry underneath, and you know that's my problem, not their problem. Guess what happens? People can sense it. Can't you tell that when you sit next to someone that they don't like you, they're angry at you? Right? Of course you can. Of course most of us can sense it, that they're angry at you. So what is all, that's why you don't want to put on a facade. People don't trust you. They don't trust you, you cannot be together.
再来就是说，当你这样做的时候，你等于就是好像就是假装你不生气，但是虽然你说你不生气，人家是可以感觉得到的。那最后人家就没有办法相信你。当人家不相信你的时候，你就很难共住在一起。
Thành ra nói có một cái còn cái phương diện khác mà quý vị phải chú ý tới ấy, là phần lớn ấy, người ta làm cái chuyện tôi thấy cái chuyện người ta làm chuyện này nhiều lắm, là người ta giận dễ sợ lắm. Trong thì cái bụng thì giận dễ sợ, mà cái mặt nó không, tôi không giận, nhất định tôi không giận, thầy lầm rồi. Còn sao mà con mà giận ai? Mà làm như vậy là trong tâm thì muốn giết người ta, muốn bóp cổ người ta, mà cái miệng thì cười ngọt ngào, nói không, con không giận đâu, mặt thì đỏ két à. Yes. Initially, that should be the case. Initially only, but you cannot do all that. You're right. Initially, yeah, of course you're upset, but initially you have to let go of that. That's the thing.
But what if you can't at that moment? What do? But you can't get mad.
You walk away. You walk away. You find an excuse. You walk away. That's one form of yielding. You're yielding space. Because as soon as you're together there, you're taking up space. You're fighting. You walk away. You make an excuse, walk away. You're yielding space. You see that? They're winning space. Does it help? No? You have to be careful. It's about space now. When you get in a fight, you're talking about spatial fighting. So one form of yielding is just yielding space, not yielding logic. That's what she does. What she did is she yielded space and time.
Thành ra mình không thể nào mà nói là trong bụng giữ dòng giận mà bên ngoài là do đó không giận. Mình làm như vậy hoài, bên cạnh những người đó
ai cũng biết là người ta giận mình, mà sao mình giấu được người ta? Thành ra người ta không tin mình nữa, vô ích, làm mấy chuyện đó hoàn toàn nó thiếu cái tính cách xây dựng. Yes.
问题就是说，当你在当下的时候，你生气，那可是你又不能说你不生气，那不是需要忍，就是表示至少你在忍耐嘛。那法师就是说，你可以试着离开，就是你让给对方一个空间这样子。Now
going back to the idea of cultivation, the dharma behind this is that I am for the approach where you recognize that you are upset. You recognize that you find it hard to believe, it hard to endure. Okay? I would verbalize it. I say, I'm sorry. This is too much for me to take. Okay? You admit that you reach your limit. Okay? If you don't admit you reach your limit, boy, are you in trouble, because the women, I know about women, they keep on pushing you and keeping you, you take a knife and you hurt? Is it hurt yet? Does it hurt yet? Does it hurt yet? Does it hurt yet? That's what they do to you constantly. Fine, man. So, this is from personal experience. You learn to admit, I've reached my limit, okay? Don't press anymore! Because we, you know, there's so much we can take. You better learn. See, you better reveal your vulnerabilities. It's no shame in that. It's being smart about it. Actually, this is what men are stupid about. Men say, "I can take it." You know, whatever you can do, I can do better. No, that's women stuff. For men, we have our limits. Got it? You can take it as women as well. Use that smart. But women are much smarter than men. So I'm not talking about women yet. We're talking about the weaker sex here. You got it? Okay? Because what happened is that's part of fighting, by the way. Or non-fighting, depending on how you look at it. You need to learn to recognize your limit. And you say, okay, I've reached my limit, so please spare me. Okay?
是说其中一个方法，就是也其实这对男人来说，就是他要告诉对方说，哦，我已经到达我的极限了，你不要再push我了，这样。
What else can you do?
可以看呢？啊，你还有别的什么可以做的呢
？Jasmine, what else can you do when you go into a fight and you know the other person is so wrong? He's so wrong, so mean, so evil. He deserves to die. You know, if you take out a gun and shoot him in the face, he deserves it. And you're so right. You're saving the world of an evil person. Ever happened to you? Of course not. Now, imagine it happened to you. What would you do?
I'd rather
a wimp. I can't believe how wimpy some people are. You shoot him. You get rid of the world of the most evil person. Huh?
What actually happened to me?
Oh. Because if you kill him, it feels good, but you feel a lot worse afterwards.
法师问说，就是说，yeah,
how violent these people are. That's how we are, honey. You better get used to it.
就是说，当你
you think if people are not capable of doing that, the capable person of pulling the trigger, they have to. They will. If you provoke them to that point, they will pull the trigger, by the way. He's lucky that they didn't stick his knife into him any further. Just a hair away from pulling the trigger. If that guy keep on, you know, keep on needling you,
no.
You wouldn't stop, right? Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
他说，他问的问题就是说，如果你遇到就是你觉得世界上最邪恶的人，就是他就是做尽所有的坏事，你知道说你是对的，那你会怎么办？那他是说他会逃走，那他是说，他曾经有这样的经验，就是他几乎要拿枪。 出来要杀掉他，但是他突然有一个想法，就是说，不管这个人再怎么罪孽深重，我也不能够杀他，因为我没有办法做，不是我应该做的事情。这样子。
It feels good when you kill him, but afterwards you feel very bad.
对，那是因为他知道说他当下杀他的时候会感觉是很对的，很好的，但是等到之后他就会觉得很苦，对，最苦的。
The beautiful thing about this Dharma of no fighting here is that it points out to the nature, the human nature. Our human nature is, we have the Asura nature in all of us. You want to fight. You want to prove we are right. Okay?
他说这个不争的法门的重点就是在指出我们背后的这个阿修罗的个性。
Okay? So... My question to you is, what if the other person is totally wrong? Can you stop yourself from fighting?
我的问题就是,
so far I'm talking theory, I'm talking a real reality now.
就是对你们,
what if they're so wrong, they're so evil?
我问你说如果对方是非常邪恶的,
shouldn't you fight? I'm reversing the table on you now. Okay. 我也还给了各位, vì nói lý thuyết thôi là nó không nên tranh, pháp là pháp không nên tranh, nhưng tôi hỏi ngược lại, nếu trường hợp người ta tuyệt hoàn toàn người ta sai, hoàn toàn người ta quá ác này, mình phải tranh chứ sao mình không tranh được?
你知道他是绝对错的, 那你要不要跟他争呢?
Sao? Tranh là không tranh? Huh? It's an evil person, người nó ác không thể tưởng được, đại ác, đại gian, đại ác. Mình sao mình không tránh được? Người ta đang phá hoại, đang hủy hoại, ta đang hư hại tất cả. Tại sao mình không tránh được? I'm asking you, this person is so evil. This is the most evil person on this earth. He's wreaking destruction. He's destroying everything. You should be fighting, shouldn't you? Yes?
Well, there were times.
The time you have to find.
They're very rare that you really have to. It can happen because you're
really true. May I say anything? Will you fight or won't you fight? I'm asking you. You're the brainy one, the smart one of the group. Shouldn't you be fighting? Now, I know Janice and Jasmine, they're nice people. We let go. Okay? They win. Yeah. It's easier to be a wimp. Shouldn't you be fighting? Yes. Yes, Janice.
Master, like someone can talk to you.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. That's right. I can't do it myself. So what can I tell you? I know what you're talking about. Especially between women, you gossip so much, and then they say, you know, I heard about this story. You know, this what happened to her husband. And you know, I can't believe this. What do you think? He said, the husband is right. How dare you? Right? Sound familiar? Okay. That's the way it goes. Okay.
法师说 ，Did you finish that question? Okay. 法师说那个就是说第一个问题就是如果这个人是真的非常邪恶，你们应该怎么做这样子？那第二个问题就是他说他问说。就是说有的人他会来跟你讲话然后你给他你的意见结果他就非常的生气那你怎么样可以能够不要然后你就因为被他影响所以你也觉得很生气所以你是怎么样可以能够不要被他影响
啊cô đệ tử tôi có hỏi một vấn đề rất là cá nhân rất là riêng tư cái này xảy ra cho cô nhiều lần lắm là cô đang ngồi yên an nhiên tự tại như vậy cái con người tới hỏi ý kiến cô đem cái chuyện ra cái chuyện tầm phào hỏi ý kiến cô hỏi xong một cái cô hỏi cô nghĩ sao cô cho ý kiến một cái là cái người tới hỏi đó ta sẽ bị phiền não ta chửi cô một trận là tại sao cô có thể như vậy được xong rồi bây giờ cô hỏi làm sao mà làm những chuyện đó đối phó những chuyện đó mà không bị phiền não the way you do it is that you have to be smarter about it you're too naive about it this is part of life you haveThat you young people don't understand yet. You young people like Jasmine and all you young people don't get it yet.
老师说这就是会有这个问题，说我们还太年轻，还不懂世事。
Yeah, you have to ask Venerable Thân Hương, and she will tell you how to handle it. Yeah.Mấy cái trường hợp này là người còn trẻ ta chưa học được cái bài học này mấy người lớn phải không bác người lớn mới hiểu những chuyện này đúng không tụi trẻ nó còn khờ nó chưa hiểu được làm sao bây giờ bác Thân Hương hả làm sao bây giờ you have to understand that when people ask you for your opinion that what do you really mean and tell me something I want to hear not really your opinionIs what they want you to, they want to hear. This is why you are naive about it. Yeah, if they ask you what they really mean, you tell me something I want to hear, and you tell something they don't want to hear, of course they will get afflicted.
老师说，其实基本上就是你们不懂，就是说当人家来问你问题的时候，他其实是要你听讲你他想要听的，而不是。所以你当你讲一些他不想听的，他当然就会生气呀。
Okay, so that's why you need to learn to discern what is that they want to hear.
所以你要懂得辨别，说他到底是要听什么。
You're not the teacher like me. I tell you things you don't want to hear, but that's my job. Your job is not to teach people. Your job is to tell people what they want to hear.
老师说他是啊，老师，所以他是可以讲我们不想听的话，但是你不是，所以你要知道你要讲人家想要听的。
vấn đề người trẻ họ không hiểu cái chuyện này, họ còn khờ lắm, họ chưa già đời. cái người già đời như cô Phước Từ vậy, người ta tới như ta hỏi cô sẽ nói những cái gì người ta muốn nghe, phải không cô Phước Từ? còn mình cái mình nói đúng sai nó không quan trọng nữa phải không cô? cái người trẻ ta chưa hiểu được cái đó.Phải không cô Phước Từ? Cô hiểu được cái chuyện này. Cô Phước Từ hiểu được cái này, người trẻ chưa hiểu được. But for example, I'm saying in Vietnamese, Venerable Phước Từ understands this. When you come and ask her something, she's going to tell you what you want to hear. That's a skill. Yes.
是说，比如说福慈法师，你问他一些事情，他就会跟你讲你想要听的。
Tôi nói đúng hay tôi nói sai? Hả? Cô không đồng ý hả? Là cô đồng ý?Cô đồng ý, dễ sợ chưa? Làm sao tôi biết được? Tôi nhìn cái mặt, tôi biết những cái tướng, những cái người nào chỉ nói, ta nghe thôi chứ còn. Cứ gọi là khôn chứ. Đúng phải Phước Từ. Mình gọi là khôn chứ, mình già đời, mình khôn đời, mình phải nói người ta muốn nghe chứ. Mình gọi là già đời chứ. Coi khờ như Hương. Này, cái này là đúng, cái này là sai nghe, là như Hương. Là làm người ta phiền não đầy hết. So for example, I say Phước Từ understands it, but Như Hương, Venerable Như Hương does not understand it yet. Như Hương will tell you what she feels is right. And then she makes people afflicted. Okay?
法师说像那个
Yes, it's a question. Yes. Go ahead.
就是前面的那个比丘尼，他会告诉你他想要知道，他觉得是对的。所以大家就会觉得，就会被 就会觉得很烦这样。
Okay. So you have to be careful about that. You're not the teacher. Yes.
Even if it means lying through your teeth.
What?You learn to say things that will not offend. Right? That's all you do. You learn to say things or deflect it so that you don't have to say things that offend people. It's a mindset. I'm not talking about specifics. I'm talking about your mindset is in that case is you want to say either you choose to say what they want to hear,Or you choose to say things that will not offend them and deflect it into a different topic. But you don't want to go to the area where they will afflict them. That defeats the purpose. It breaks relationship, destroys relationship.
他说就算你必须要说谎嘛，那你也要讲他喜欢听的。那法师就是说，你的态度就是说你要不要去冒犯他们，要讲一些就是不一定要说谎，但就是不要冒犯他们就对了。
Okay, yes. All right.So, but going back to the thing here, the thing about this Dharma here for left-home people and may apply to you too, you choose to cultivate, is that you recognize that you reach your limit. Okay, so what do? Thành cái pháp này nói về cái thực tế là mình tới hết sức của mình rồi, mình chịu đựng hết nổi rồi, mình làm gì bây giờ? What do you do? Routine. What happens when you can't take it anymore? What do you do?
法师问说：“当你没有办法承受的时候，你要怎么办？被逼到无法忍受的时候
，besides throwing the dishes and smashing the lamps and threatening to leave, threatening to kill yourself, what else? What else can you do?
除了摔盘子啊、砸灯啊，或者是……没有，
我自己苦恼，就是心里面很痛。
Okay. Go ahead and translate.
She says that she will try to endure it to a point where she can't even sleep. And it will take several days for her to get over it.
But you will not forgive. That's the problem you have.
法师说：“但是你不会原谅，但是你还是不会原谅他，
对不对？
所以那是那个问题。问题是在于你还没有办法放下，
down, but you cannot
你还没有原谅。
You will not forgive, and you will not forget either.
你会记在心里面。
See, he says 没办法 so clearly. This is why this is what eating her up. And this what happens is that's when you become sick. You know, routine. That's why you were sick.You cannot forget, you will not forgive. That's what your problem is.
法师说你的问题就是你没有办法，你会一直记在心里面，而且你也没有办法原谅对方，所以你最后才会搞到生病。
Am I right? Now the reason you're healthier because you now are able to let go more and more and more. Your stack is getting smaller and smaller. It used to be this tall, now it's about this tall.
法师说：“你现在是因为可以放下比较多了，所以你才会比较健，感觉比较健康的感觉。”
对，最近的时候这个问题对我的进步很大很大。我自己怎么学会放下？听了火，啊，听了暖，还有。
You learn to let go. You learn to let go. You learn to let go.
真的，我的命没有那么强，我觉得我痛得受不了。
So the point I'm trying to make is that for you to not fight, you only have two options. Okay?
所以法师说不争的重点就是只有两个。
Not to fight, you have to cross your legs.
第一就是你必须要打坐，双节盘坐。
Crossing your legs will diffuse the anger inside of you.
它会帮助你消除你的那个怨气、怒气。
có hai phương pháp, có hai cách thôi khi làm được. Thứ nhất là quý vị phải xếp bằng lại thì nó giải cái hỏa trong cái giận, cái lửa giận của mình, nó giải được.It's part of your debt. You cannot, you may not be able to diffuse it.
啊，他问说，那可不可以消除对方的怨气呢？法师说，那是你的债啊，你没有办法去消除它。
You have to accept it. You only have control over yourself, not the other person's anger.
你要学习接受。
If the person is so angry that he's going to do physical harm to you, that's your debt.You can't worry about it. It's nothing you can do about it. If it's time for you to pay, you have to pay. If you don't owe them anything, then nothing's going to happen. You can't sit there and worry about it. Oh, he's going to hurt me. If I owe him that I hurt him in the past, he's going to hurt me, whether you run away or not. Okay? If you don't owe him, he's not going to harm you.
法师说
But don't provoke him. It's different. Okay? See what you got. Show me what you got. Show me, I don't think I owe you, but show me what you got. Okay, don't be stupid like that. He says, stay quiet. Okay? I know because text is like, I believe you. Never mind. Yeah.
法师就是，他是法师说，因为你是欠他的，所以，你只能你要接受说你是欠他的，那你只能管你自己，你没有办法去管别人。那如果说你欠他到他就是生气想要揍你的话，那也是你的债。
không nên hỏi, không nên hỏi là trường hợp bây giờ cái tôi đang nói về cái giận của mình, còn nói cái giận người ta sao? Làm sao mình Cung trừ, Vietnamese is what? Kiềm chế được cái giận người ta. Tức là cái giận người ta là cái giận người ta là cái nợ của mình. Mình kiềm chế không được. Nếu thực sự người ta mình nợ ra cái giận đó, người ta phải giận mình thôi. Mình không làm gì được hết. Rồi trường hợp người ta tới, người ta hại mình sao? Tức là nếu mình kiếp trước mình hại người ta rồi, thì người ta tới, người ta hại mình cũng chịu thôi. Mình chạy cũng không được nữa. Ok? Có nợ phải trả, không chạy được.OK, không cần gì phải lo, mình chỉ lo cái mình kiềm chế được cái gì mình có điều, cái sự điều khiển được thôi, là mình thôi chứ còn người ta mình chịu. OK, so first you cross, you need to diffuse your anger because that's natural. OK, tôi nhắc lại là mình phải biết cách để mình giải cái lửa giận mình cái đã. Because I'm telling you, that most people skip this step.Most people say, I'm not angry. And this is not a big deal. And you know what? It is such a big deal inside. You say, you're just about ready to kill Danny if he's around. But, or someone. But you will not admit it. Why? Because would be admitting you're being stupid, wouldn't it? Would be admitting you lack clarity of mind at that point in time.You lack clarity of mind in the first place. Your mind is clouded already. How can you possibly recognize it? How can you possibly admit it? This is what most people don't realize. This is why you need to go see a shrink. This is what the shrinks are useful, by the way. They point out to you, you need to see the problem is. This is one of the rare instances why when I commend the shrinks and being right.They point out to you, you need to take care of that thing first. You need to recognize your state first. And beyond that, the shrinks are useless. You cannot see beyond that.
法师说，一般人第一点就是你要消除你的怒气，因为一般人都 很多人都不愿意承认他们自己的生气，那所以这就是为什么他们最后要搞到要去看心理医师。那心理医师就的好处就是他可以帮助你 指出来说 你是在哪里有问题，你必须要去修正这个问题。
Okay, we all agree that we need to recognize that we have a anger fire we need to diffuse. If you don't diffuse it, you will get into trouble. You will make the wrong decisions. Is it clear on that? We agree on that. Okay? Please do not skip the step. Yes?
Well, I used to get so angry that I actually would be almost sick for up to 2 weeks. It had to take something really bad.
Yeah.
Yes. 他说，法师就说，所以第一点就是你要先知道说你是生气。那他说你在生气，承认你在生气。那他说他曾经就有这样的经验，他曾经气到就是生病了两个礼拜。
Let me stress again, because people don't seem to understand this. When you recognize you're angry, it's tantamount to recognizing you lack clarity of mind. You better go fix it. Don't live with that state of mind. It's not healthy. It's not good for you.
法师说，当你知道你是生气的时候，你就要能够看到你自己是生气，然后你要。是就表示说你当时不是在一个很清你的脑筋不是在一个很清楚的状态，所以你要知道说你要必须要做一些事情去改变它。
Thấy quan trọng á là mình phải công nhận, tôi nhắc lại quan trọng ở chỗ là mình phải công nhận, mình phải nhận thức ra rằng á là mình đang nổi nóng, đang có cái lửa nóng, cái lửa giận trong người mình phải giải quyết cái đó. Tại nếu mình không giải quyết như vậy là cái tâm mình, tâm não mình nó thiếu sáng suốt. Mình đang ở trong cái trạng thái thiếu sáng suốt. Bất cứ gì mình làm nó đều thiếu sáng suốt hết. Mình phải cần giải quyết ngay lập tức, phải dập cái lửa đó ngay lập tức. Phần lớn người ta quên làm cái chuyện này. Phần lớn ai cũng không dám công nhận mình đang giận, ai cũng không muốn công nhận mình đang thiếu sáng suốt. Ok. Ta làm toàn chuyện hồ đồ không à, xong đổ lỗi người khác. And number two is that about cultivation is that once your mind is calmed down, then you the second part that has happened, it takes longer, is over time you learn the key word is to let go.
第二点就是说，当你冷静下来了以后，你就要学着花一点时间去把它放下。
À, cái chuyện thứ gì nữa là với thời gian, cái này cần thời gian, rất nhiều thời gian, là mình nhìn thấy cái đó để mình, với thời gian để mình bắt đầu mình biết phóng hạ, mình xả nó. Tại sao gọi là Phật pháp ở trong đó? Why is it called cultivation?
为什么叫修行呢？
Let me flip the question around. Flip it around for you. Why can't you put it down?
那我反过来问你们，你们为什么没有办法放下？
你说ngược lại, hỏi ngược lại quý vị. Thay vì nói là mình phải phóng xả, tôi hỏi quý vị ngược lại. Tại sao quý vị xả không được? Why not?Yes.
How do you put it down? How do you put it down?
See? What else do you want? Up here? You take a knife? Easy.
他会说要如何放下呢？
Okay, so you're talking about ideas, right? We're not talking physical objects, right? You're objecting the fact this is too easy, right? You think this is easy? This is sacrilege. You drop a sutra like this, I will beat you in the head. Okay? This is sacrilege. You do like this, you're committing offenses. Okay? You have to do it very gently. Okay. Never mind. So how do you drop an idea? Is that what the question is, right? You say it's up here. Actually, it's an idea, right?
他说要怎么样能够放下这个脑子里面的想法?
This is the kind of problem that people don't want to talk about, is it? Because yeah, it's so private. You know, we don't have this problem. It's only we above that. We are cultivators, right? So how do you drop an idea?
Bởi cái chuyện này ít người muốn nói tới, tại vì nói nó khó lắm, tại vì không ai muốn công nhận cái vấn đề này, không ai được giải, chưa ai kiếm cách giải quyết được cái này xong, giải quyết cái này xong, thành không ai muốn nói hết. Tại nói cũng chả có ích gì hết, không đi tới đâu hết. Nói làm cái gì? Mình để chuyện riêng tư mình nó còn giấu được, còn đem ra phanh phui ra một cái rồi được giải quyết không được, nó còn lộ ra là mình xấu xa như vậy nữa, nhỏ mọn như vậy nữa, đúng không? Nó không ai muốn nói hết á. Còn mình thầy Minh Hóa mới nói thôi.
You want to bring it out because it shows your, reveals your pettiness and your stupidity. Besides, if you reveal it, it doesn't get resolved in the first place. So why waste time? So the point, going back, how you drop an idea? Yes?
If you keep on thinking about it, then you can't drop it.
If you keep on thinking about how to drop the idea, then you can't drop it.
Possible. That's possible. But the problem when you keep on thinking about the idea, how to drop the idea, is that all the thoughts will arise and says, but you know, there's an aspect about this I haven't thought about. So dropping it may not be that easy because I haven't thought about the other aspect yet. You know what I'm getting at? There are other things about that idea that are more important that you haven't thought about. As you think about dropping it, that idea, then more ideas arise that tell you you cannot possibly drop it because you can't.
Làm sao mình bỏ cái ý mình bây giờ? Làm sao mình xả cái ý mình bây giờ?
Pháp sư 说如果你一直想要怎么样能够放下这个想法的话，那这在你想要放下的时候，其他的想法又会起来，告诉你说这个想法为什么不能放下。
Cái vật ở ngoài mình thả thì được, mình xảy một cái nó mất, nó biến mất. Còn cái ý nó sao nó biến mất trong đầu mình được? Ý nó còn trong đầu, sao mình biến mất được? Xả nó được. Ru Qing, you guys, tell me about it.
35%, you drop it by not thinking about it.
还是说你就是不要去想它？
I have someone who disagrees with me here. Tôi nói là mình bỏ nó bằng cách mình xả nó bằng cách mình không nghĩ tới nó. Có người lập tức giơ tay lên hỏi, không đồng ý với tôi ngay lập tức. Yes, Janice. Yes.
Can I give an example?
Yes.
Everything that matters.
can't let go of that thought, and they can read my mind here. So it becomes like this mental stress that I just can't drop at the moment, at the spot. And it's not something I sit there and think about. This is when the subject comes up, you think about it.
Yeah. That's a hard one. I don't know. And this is too real for me. I haven't thought, haven't had this problem yet for a long, long time. So I have to think about it. Nữ đang nói chuyện tranh cãi nhau, tranh cãi lại, tranh cãi nhau, nói hơn cái tiếng đồng hồ rồi, mà vẫn chưa xong nữa. Lát là nghe cái băng này lại, cái phần này nó ly kỳ lắm. How do you drop that thought? Okay. You are able to do that. It takes a lot of practice, but you are able to do that. You have that ability already. Okay. I'm not going to teach you yet because you develop it, you will understand how to do it. And the more of these circumstances arise, will tell you how to deal with those things. But first of all, you have to learn, develop the ability not to think about it first. And then things will arise and will entice you to think about it. That's a different story. But we first things first. Okay?
法师就说, 他的问题是怎么样可以放下 当有一些事情发生了，他就会想到，比如说某些想法，然后他要怎么样在当时可以把它放下。那法师的意思就是说，你们现在有这个能力可以做到，但是我现在先不教你们。那你要先开始学着怎么样去不要想一些事情。I'm
getting, I'm driving this thing here, folks. I'm guiding you to this point I'm trying to make here. Okay? How do you not think about it? Right? Never mind, don't go second step yet. Don't jump in yet. I want to dwell on the not thinking about it problem, issue. Okay?
怎么样能够不去想它呢?
问题, làm sao mà mình không nghĩ tới nó? Joseph, how do you not think about it? Yes.
Think about something else.
Think about something else. Okay. So suppression. That's what you're saying. Suppressing. That's part of the Vinaya, by the way. That is, they say basically think about something else.
他说想别的事情。See,
we have a lot of tools that these guys don't realize. The Buddha taught us so many tools.
You think about something else, and then time passes. You put it aside, and you think about other things, and time passes. After a while, it's not so important.
That's right. This is what people don't realize. The reason you keep on. It keeps on smoldering is because you keep on thinking about it. If you don't think about it anymore, as soon as you try to put it out of your mind, as soon as it arises, you keep on distancing yourself from that, eventually it burns itself out. Yeah. It loses its importance if you don't think about it.
他就说你因为你去想别的事情，那你就暂时不想这件事情。那过了一阵子以后，他就自己慢慢就变得不那么重要了。The
reason you think about it is because it's important to you. You have to fix it now.
你会一直去想它，是因为它现在对你来说。So
the trick there he's talked about is that he substitutes something more important to think about. So it loses, that thing loses importance. And it keeps on losing importance. Okay?
所以他的做法就是说，你去想别的事情，就让他的这个重要性慢慢慢慢的就降低了。一段时间以后，他的重要性就对你来说就降低了。
Yes.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes not to think about it, you do it. Because what all you're doing is you're refuting its importance. You're demoting its importance, degrading its importance. If you think about it, you have to fix it. You don't think about it, you don't have to deal with it. See, another aspect of your problem resolution that you don't understand. It's only a problem because you think about it.
老师说，这它变成一个问题，是因为你一直去想它，所以它变成是一个问题。你不去想它，它就不是一个问题。
Okay, tôi nói nghe là tại làm sao mình xả nó. Thì trong cái giới luật mình có nói là mình xả là bằng cách là mình nghĩ chuyện khác. Lấy đá này đè lên cỏ đó. Mình đè nó lên, mình kiếm chuyện khác. Mà nếu mình dùng cái phương pháp đó, giới luật mình dạy đàng hoàng mà, đúng không? Phương pháp mình dạy đàng hoàng thì như vậy có nghĩa là sao? Là thay vì mình nghĩ tới nó là nó còn đang còn quan trọng, mình nghĩ chuyện khác nó quan trọng hơn nó. Thì nó từ từ cái tư tưởng nó càng ngày bớt quan trọng. Càng ngày càng dễ đối phó nó hơn. Ok. Nó, mình chỉ nghĩ tới cái tư tưởng nó tại vì nó đối với mình nó quan trọng thôi. Nếu nó không còn quan trọng nữa, mình sẽ không còn nghĩ tới nó nữa. Đó là một phương pháp. Cái này là phần lớn những quý vị là bị cái xung đột xảy ra mà không biết áp dụng này tại vì thấy nó quan trọng quá, không có gì quan trọng hơn nữa. Vẫn chưa hiểu chuyện đó. Cái thế giới mình mà không giải quyết, cái thế giới mình nó sẽ bị sụp đổ hết. Nó có quan trọng đi. Alright. Any questions? That's what you have right now. Okay? You have many more tools. In the Vinaya, they also taught. Okay? For us, this rồi trong cái giới luật mình có dạy những cái phương pháp khác mà quý vị cũng để ý tới thôi. Okay, phương pháp khác là gì? What's another one? Cô Phước Từ, phương pháp khác là gì? Có thức cái phương pháp nhớ không? Cái đó mình nói một trong bảy thôi. In the Vinaya we have 7. You remember that? There's 7 of them, right? Oh, we only brought one. You use the grass, you use the stone to put on the grass to suppress its growth. That's what I just talked. You see, Vinaya is beautiful. You guys don't know how to use it yet. Phương pháp khác là gì? Hỏi ý kiến người khác. Another aspect is they say you seek someone else's opinion or advice. Maybe it's not as important as I think, Kim. I know I've been thinking about it. I know I cannot be wrong. But when you ask someone else, they come to bring you a different perspective. It may not be as big of a deal as you think. You see? Because you're coming from one angle only, your angle. This Vinaya tells us that we should ask someone, seek another angle, a few more angles, to have a broader perspective.
Pastor说, how do you translate Vinaya?
戒律.
Oh, Pastor说, 那个戒律, 那个学校里面有教说, 刚刚我们讲的只是其中一种方法，那剩下的就是，比如说另外一种方法，就是你可以问别人的意见，就是所以可能会变成说别人会给你一个不同角度去看这件事情，所以你就会觉得说，哎，其实也没什么大不了的。
Do you agree with that, you hear, Pastor? You ask someone else's opinion. It may not be as important as it is, as I think. Right? Isn't it beautiful, Vinaya? This is, you guys don't know how to use it. Cái giới luật nó dạy có nhiều pháp mà họ mấy người xuất gia người ta không biết xài nữa. What's another one? Có phương pháp khác là gì nữa? Cô Phước Từ.
nói người ta tìm cái lỗi của mình. Là tìm cái lỗi của mình. Mình đúng, kêu người ta tới tìm cái lỗi của mình sai chỗ nào. Nhưng phải ý kiến không, mình nói mình sai chỗ nào. Giới luật rõ ràng như vậy đó. Quay từ mình sai chỗ nào. Hồi nãy tôi cái phần thứ nhì đó, tôi chỉ nói rằng ý kiến người ta ra sao. Có nghĩa tôi nhìn cô, tôi sợ quá, tôi nói tôi nghĩ cô đúng đó. Còn cái này kêu cái thứ ba là kêu người ta tới nói là tôi sai chỗ nào.
Third one. The second one is that you ask for someone's opinion. They say, okay, Janice, you're right. You, it's okay. I think you're right. Third option is that you ask someone where you're wrong. Specifically, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? Okay?
第三个方法，就比如说你问人家说，哎，那我哪里做错了？
This is something a text doesn't do very well. He doesn't know how to ask what's wrong with me. It's always what's wrong with him. What's wrong with you, right? Vinaya is beautiful. He says, what's wrong with me? Would you tell me what's wrong with me? Isn't it beautiful?The Buddha is so wise. I mean, he taught us so many tools. And guess what? Because he knows that when people live together, they're going to fight. The Buddha says, I know you boys and girls. You're going to fight. So I better tell you how to do it. And so he's so well documented. And guess what? Whenever we got into an argument, we don't use it at all. We just, I leave. I don't like you anymore. You're all wrong. I don't care for you anymore.Screw you. I leave. Okay? That's what we do. This is why the Sangha is one of the worst groups you can live in. They're all big egos. They're always right. All of them is right. That's why I call them prima donnas. I'm kidding. You can hear. That's okay. We're pretty open as a group. There's nothing we can't talk about. So, thì Đức Phật khi mà Ngài tạo cái tăng đoàn, Ngài biết trước rằng họ sống chung với nhau, cái tụi phàm phu sống chung với nhau, nó sẽ cãi lộn nhau, nó sẽ tranh giật nhau, nó cãi chạy nhau chí chóe. Thành Phật mới dạy có cái bảy cái pháp để mà giải quyết những cái xung đột đó. Nhưng đều như khi mà người trong tăng đoàn mà có sự xung đột một cái là quên hết tất cả, quên hết giới, quên hết tất cả luật, quên hết tất cả những lời Phật dạy, mà cãi lộn nhau chí chóe, rồi xong cuối cùng dẫn tới cái sự đổ bể. Yes, Janice. And so what? That's why number three. You ask what's wrong with me. You better tell me something what's wrong with me.Okay, it's safer. You ask it that way. They can't mislead you anymore. If they really want to help, they have to tell you what's wrong. It's beautiful. It's so fundamental. Because the premise is we always right. And Buddha says, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me?It's always what's wrong with you. It's never what's wrong with me. That's what these guys don't understand why the Buddha taught it that way. Quý vị cũng biết cái pháp thứ ba nó hay chỗ là hỏi là tôi sai chỗ nào đó. Tại vì bây giờ mình ngồi mình bất kỳ cái chuyện xung đột xảy ra là từ từ mình hỏi là tại sao người ta sai. Người ta sai chỗ nào?Không bao giờ mình nghĩ tới mình sai chỗ nào hết đó. Ít người mình nghĩ tới mình sai chỗ nào hết đó. Phật mới nói, thay vì mình nghĩ người ta sai á, cái vị nghĩ tới mình đang sai chỗ nào.
ngồi đó mà nghĩ mình nó đúng không. Ok. All right. Questions. Ai thắc mắc gì không?
Em có 什么问题?
For you lay people, is that it's so important for you to have a broad range of friends. They're the yes-sayers and the naysayers. Okay? You need to have the balance. Sometimes you have to call on the yes-sayers, the kissers, and the others, sometimes you have to call on the people who are there telling you the truth. You need to maintain that balance of opinion. That's how you keep yourself protected.
还是说像你们这些在家人很重要，就是你们有要交友，有很广泛的不同圈子的朋友，像有一些是比较会讲好听的话的，有一些是可以告诉你实话的。
Now, from a practical perspective, how is it possible? Because you know, if they in agreement with you, it's much easier to be friends with them to maintain a relationship. But what if they're so different from you? They're so opposed to you. How do you maintain a relationship? That's not easy.
他说，如果跟你兴趣相投的朋友比较容易可以发展出友谊，那跟你完全想法相反的人就比较难可以维持那个友谊。
Right? You know they're opposed to you. You know they think you're wrong. And yet you still maintain a relationship. It's called maturity. You young people don't have. I don't like him. It's so unpleasant. I don't have to put up with this. Right? Life's too short. No. You put up with it. You still respect them. Respect their opinion. Respect their difference.
他是说你要怎么样可以跟这些意见不同、跟你想法完全不一样的人维持友谊，就是你要够成熟才可以，你要才可以尊重他们的想法与以及意见。这是一般时下年轻人比较没有的想法，他们都不高兴就不想要跟对方做朋友、打交道。
Cái chuyện làm và dễ đó, tại vì tôi nói những người tại gia, người thường phải biết cái sự thăng bằng. Có những cái người mình biết đồng ý với mình, mình có sự giao tế nó dễ dàng. Còn những người mình không đồng ý với người ta, khó mà có sự liên lạc lắm. Mình vẫn giữ liên lạc lại như thường để có sự thăng bằng. Tại lúc mình có cần tới hỏi tới ý kiến. Ok. Cái này là cái mà không phải là dễ làm đâu. Tại vì nó dễ ghét, cái mặt nó dễ ghét quá. Mình vẫn giữ sự liên hệ như thường. Ok. Any questions? And if you don't do it long enough, then the Buddha Dharma has another step. Besides the seven resolution steps, the different dharmas of resolution for conflict, you can ask the monks and nuns about the remaining four, if you like. I don't feel like talking about it because time is limited. But we have a lot of resolution dharmas, conflict resolution dharmas to handle these things. But all those are simply will bring you to the one thing. You stop thinking about it by emptying yourself out. Just disappear. If you become empty, who's thinking? Isn't it beautiful? The seven methods eventually will bring you to that final state where you empty yourself out.
Master说，接下来他那个七个方法里面。 那个他没有时间继续把它讲完，但是主要的重点就是最后这七个法门，可以把你带到一个程度，就是你可以没有自我嘛。 就自我是空的，所以你就不会再想这些事情了。
如果你是空的，谁是在想？
如果你
是谁在想？谢谢。Right? Isn't it beautiful? Right there. It's that simple. If you really, you empty yourself, who's thinking then? No one is thinking.
Thành ra, cái bảy cái phương pháp đó để giải quyết cái sự xung đột đó, nó sẽ dẫn cái vị tới, cuối cùng nó dẫn cái vị tới một cái trạng thái là ngã mình nó biến mất đi, ngã mình nó không đi. Cái người mình nó không thì ai còn suy nghĩ nữa. Mình còn chưa không mình mới suy nghĩ, còn mình còn không còn gì mình suy nghĩ nữa đâu. Thấy Phật pháp dễ sợ, đẹp dễ sợ không? Thứ tư nhé, tôi bay thấp quá, tôi dạy với 7 cái thôi chứ còn cái thứ 8 chưa dạy. 7 cái sẽ dẫn tới cái không. Nó hay vậy đó. I'm telling you, this is beautiful. This is why I appreciate so much about the Vinaya, because it's so beautiful. You need to practice the 7 dharmas of conflict resolution, which eventually lead you to the 8th one, which is you empty yourself up. Okay? Questions, comments? And no one ever explained to you the Vinaya and conflict resolution the way. So, what?说的很好。
She says that Master mentioned that when we ask Master, Master speaks direct truth, right? But when we ask Venerable Buddha, and she sometimes would say what you want to hear.Say what you want to hear. So for her, she thinks that it's technically violating a precept of not, is it lying precept? Yeah. Because you're saying something that's to make people like you. It's not the truth.So then she thinks that should not be encouraged. And with that kind of attitude, speak Dharma, then it's not a good way of propagating the Mahayana Dharma.
I didn't hear it. I repeat that. I wasn't paying attention. What was that again? 你再说一次。
会告诉你他认为对的事情，
对。
但是如果你去问扶持，扶持会回答你有想听的事情，
对。
我并不 encourage 这种想法，
对。
不应该，因为如果在戒律上详细来讲的话，扶持这种说法，为了要讨好人家，就已经犯了打妄语，你知道吗？这种现象并不应该让他，并不应该鼓励人家去。因为这种方式会让佛法很快的腐化下去。你还是要全世界大声一点，把麦克风放嘴巴，
Which part you don't understand?
腐坏佛法的部分. Yeah, I understand that part, but I'm not sure where she disagrees. I don't know where the disagreement is. She's disagreeing. Are we encouraging people to say the untruth? I'm not talking about that. This is what she does not understand. She does not understand. I'm not encouraging people to tell you lies. I'm telling you that people will tell you. Some people have a tendency to tell you what you want to hear. That's a fact.
法师是问说你不同意的是在哪一点？是你觉得法师在鼓励大家这样子做，还是你说犯戒的问题？
Yeah, you don't understand. You don't understand my English. It's not about my encouraging people to lie. I'm just saying some people have a tendency to tell you only what you want to hear.
法师说他只是用那个方式来举一个例子。
It's not about encouraging people. Just... No, you misunderstand my English. It's not about that. You misunderstand me completely. The past hour and a half, past 2 hours, I never encourage people to speak untruth. You listen to my English carefully. I never encourage that. Okay? I'm only referring to the fact that sometimes, are you referring to the fact that sometimes you have to tell them what they want to hear? If it is the truth, it's okay to tell them what they want to hear. If it's not the truth, what do? We deflect it. We don't speak about it. Is that clear? That's what Janice understands. I never said you should tell them something that's not true. 没有。 You misunderstand me completely. Okay? You are right. If anywhere in my explanation, if I said anything about encouraging people to lie, then you are right. Okay? That's wrong. We don't do that. We would be encouraging people to tell lies. We don't have to. No, you're wrong. That you're wrong. Not even for lay people. I never encourage people to lie. Okay? You don't understand my English. Okay? I'm teaching the young people to recognize that sometimes when people ask for opinion, they really want to tell me something I want to hear. Okay? It's not about your opinion. It's about what they want to hear. All right? If you recognize that, then you can tell them something they want to hear. Does not mean you have to tell something untrue. Never said that. Okay? If what you have to offer them is something you want to hear, it's okay to talk about it. That's all it means. I didn't never said about you can tell them lies. However, then she asked him, what if you want to tell something that they don't want to hear? I said, then you don't have to tell them. You deflect it. You don't need to offend people.
The way you talk about young people, the way you find is very correct. And my point is, between she and her, you know, that's the kind of intent to let people agree for that kind of, you know, I don't think so.
Agree what? I don't understand. No. You misunderstand me. Okay? I'm pointing out people's natural tendency. That's all I did. I'm saying it's not right, it's not wrong. I never condemn anyone. I never condemn her or her. I just say, when you ask someone, I looked at her and said, this is your tendency. This is her tendency. I ask her, am I right or wrong? See, gave myself the room to be wrong. So I ask her. I ask Fukta, I said, am I right? He said, okay? I'm simply stating the facts, my observation. Does not mean I'm encouraging it. Again, you're reading words into things into my words. Never said anything like that. I agree with you. Your viewpoint is correct. But it has nothing to do with what I said. Is it clear? You are right. I agree with your standpoint. We are not in disagreement. But I disagree with your interpretation of what I said. Okay? As a left home person, you're right. I do not encourage people to speak untruth. And I stressed earlier that as a teacher, I might find myself telling you things you don't want to hear in the first place. That's my job. That's different. But you're not teachers. So you have to be careful about when you relate to others. Sometimes when I relate to others who are not my students, I behave just like you. I have to choose my time, my place. Okay? No, we're not in disagreement at all. You don't get it. That's all. And it shows actually you passing judgment. You don't have need to pass judgment. This is how people behave. It's a character trait. It has nothing to do with right or wrong. Okay? Right or wrong, they have to decide. We don't need to pass judgment. No need. Okay? If you pass judgment, that's when you get into disagreement and fighting. All we're doing is pointing out something we observe. Okay? That's all we do. I'm not passing judgment at all. You notice that. You are. We agree on that? So when I say it, I have no judgment. I say, you are like this, she's like that. I didn't say it's bad or good. You read good and bad into it. I said, this is red. This is white. You are red. You are black. You are white. No judgment. It's a mirror. Okay? You pass in front of me, it's black. Pass in front of me, it's white. No judgment. Rather difficult thing to do without passing judgment when you hear about these things. Why? Because there's someone who still judges. We agree on that? There's someone who still jumps up the judgments. There's no need.
Chứ cô nói đúng, chứ cô nói là cô nói cô sư cô nêu ra, cô nói những cái chuyện mà tôi làm, tôi khuyến khích, có thể tương khuyến khích người ta nói chuyện không có đúng, không có sự thật. Tôi nói cô hiểu lầm tôi rồi. Cái tôi nói đó là tôi chỉ nêu ra cái thói của mỗi người thôi. Okay, chỉ nêu ra cho họ biết vậy thôi. Chứ còn khi tôi nói như vậy là tôi hoàn toàn không có cái sự phán xét ở trong. Tôi không nói người ta sai, không nói người ta đúng. Cô nói là khi mà tôi nói những chuyện như vậy, tôi khuyến khích người ta đừng nên nói không nên nói sự thật, nên này nọ. Tôi nói là cái đó là cô hiểu lầm tôi rồi. Tôi không nói như vậy, tôi chỉ nói ra giống như cái gương vậy. Nếu quý vị hiện trước mặt gương tôi nói cái gì là màu đỏ hoặc cái gì là màu đen thôi, chứ hoàn toàn tôi không có một cái sự phán xét gì ở trong, không có đúng, không có sai gì ở trong. Tại sao như vậy? Không có dễ làm đâu. Tại vì quý vị nghe chuyện đen, chuyện đỏ, chuyện trắng, chuyện vàng này họ tự động trong tâm quý vị sẽ có một cái khơi lên đó, một cái tư, cái khái niệm là mình muốn phán xét nó tốt là đẹp, hay là dở, đúng hay là sai. Okay. Tại sao như vậy? Tại vì còn cái sự phân biệt ở trong.
Okay. Any other questions? She's, her point is well taken. She's not wrong. Well, I pointed out her point is not wrong, but her premise, her basis is wrong. That's all. Any questions, comments? It's still right or wrong. Okay? Of course, there's black and white. But there's a time for it. Okay. Yes. Any questions, comments? You know, it takes a lot of guts to dare to tell me in the face that, you know, you're teaching people to be wrong and you're going to destroy Mahayana. I applaud that. There's nothing wrong with that. Normally, I would lose, my face would become red, and I will yell back and say, no, you are the wrong one. You're destroying Mahayana, not me. But today, I have a pretty good self-control, maybe because of something I ate today for lunch. So, you know, it's constructive. I take it constructively. Okay, it's about learning, exchanging ideas to learn, because sometimes I may say things I don't mean, which is rare. Okay, like my yelling at people. When I yell at people, trust me. Shema. Ta shuo shema. I hear you. I hear you. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Okay? I deflected that because if I repeated it in that way, then I'm going to offend someone. That's not your intention. See, I'm a lot faster than you are. If I repeat it verbatim, then I'm going to offend someone who's going to destroy Mahayana. I'm destroying Mahayana, no one else. It's my fault, no one else's. So pass judgment on me, not anyone else. Is it okay? I need to deflect things. Sometimes I choose not to offend people. I'm not as naive you think. Or straightforward as you think. Because I just taught you right there, I deflected. Because it's not constructive at this point in time. You need to deflect it. I just showed you how to do it. It's instantaneous because my intention is not to destroy or embarrass anyone. It comes out naturally. And the best way to do it is put the blame on yourself. Take the blame yourself. Don't blame others. You buy that or you still disagree with that? Anyway, fashion. My talk is very lively. I just taught her how to deflect. She said, how do you deflect? Okay, I showed you. Right there. Because she's referring to a particular person, and she's right. I refuse to name a person or pigeonhole someone and put them in a vulnerable position. Not yet. Is there time for that? Not time. Right now is not the time. So what do? You deflect it. All right. And then he says, I can't believe this guy talks Buddha Dharma. I don't know why. I'm glad I come once in a blue moon today. Okay, any other questions? Ai thắc mắc gì nữa không? That's Mahayana to me. In action. I remember last week I have that PhD nun who said, listen to me, I know these things are so important. It's just like Joseph hitting on the table and saying, Mom, this is important. You need to understand this, Mom. And Peck says, wait a minute, will you stop wasting my time, please? After 2 hours, Peck says, this is enough. And the other says, but this is important, this is important. Isn't that fascinating? I put up with that for 2 hours. Why? Because if you're not willing to listen to them, why should they listen to you? You have to be patient. Let them throw tantrums. Let them speak to you. Let them waste your time. You have to listen to them, Kim. If you don't listen to your daughters, why should they listen to you? You may have listened as long as it takes them to talk. Okay? And you wait. Like Bác Thân Hương, you wait. You don't fight. You listen. Now, it turns out last week I somehow have to throw in a few curveballs at her because I need to teach you. It's different, okay? But when you're into a conflict mode, you listen. You don't fight. You keep, because the other person has to speak their mind. You need to let it out. If you do not give them that chance, they will not listen to you, period. No way. There's no way to connect with them. All this pent-up frustration in the last 20 years they had with you, it's going to take a long time before it comes out. You better give them a chance right now. That's conflict resolution. Nó uất ức hai chục năm rồi, xong rồi nói một giờ mà nó xong được. Cho nó nói, cho nó đã. Tuần sau tới cho nói tiếp. Sợ gì? Mình có cái pháp là pháp nhẫn. Mình ngồi mình nghe thôi. Ngồi nghe, chấp nhận.
May I add something fun to Roberta? Is ready to say something to last week? Because she's scared.
Everyone is fed up. That woman just says, I'm right. And you guys have your level so low. I'm a PhD guy. I know a lot more about Buddhism than you do. Of course she does. She knows words. I tried to point out to her the last for 2 hours. It's not about words. It's about what's important to them. What's important to me. We don't need dictionaries. Right? Dictionaries are no good to us. So we politely try to tell one thing after another, one day, she doesn't get it. She's just like your daughter. Isn't it? I'm going to speak my mind. Why? The level is too low. What can you expect? They have no wisdom. You have to be patient with them. That's all you can do. He has vented out. If you don't listen now, it's not going to get resolved. You just have to listen. That's all you do. You don't complain. You don't say, because it gets worse. Let it get worse. Who cares? You listen. Does it make sense?
Thằng tội ấy sợ. Tôi sao cái tuần trước cái sư cô đó tới mà có tiến sĩ tới nói chuyện cứ bô bô Kim Hên là tuần trước không có bị cái cảnh giới này. Tới cái mở miệng nói là tôi là học tôi nghiên cứu Phật giáo rất rất là thâm sâu, tôi hiểu rất là nhiều. Tôi nói cho quý vị nghe, thầy phải giảng về cái phần này quan trọng, cái phần kia không cần quan trọng. Thầy phải nghe những cái khái niệm này, những cái giáo lý này đại thừa rất là quan trọng. Như đứa con nít vậy đó. Nó cứ đòi, nó lai bài bài, nó đòi mình phải chú ý mấy cái chuyện toàn gì đâu không à. Đó. Mà mình nói nhẹ nhẹ, nhắc nó là cái trình độ mình hơi cao một tí, mình muốn biết cái chuyện mình cần biết thôi, còn chuyện mà không cần biết thì đợi là từ từ mình biết sau, không gấp gì hết. Nhất định,
cái này quan trọng, cái này quan trọng, quý vị thầy phải giảng cái phần này. Và quan trọng cái phần, có phần gọi là nhất thể, cái phần là bất phân, không phân biệt mà phân biệt, cái phần mà bất nhị mà thiệt đó là nhị. Tôi hỏi cái phần này giảng sao, nói cái này rất là cao siêu, thầy đừng có giảng phần chuyện này. Tôi giảng nó nói có 2 phút giảng xong cái phần đó. Mấy tuổi mà thầy giáo nó giảng nổi nữa, mình nói có 2 phút xong hết tất cả, biểu diễn cho nó, giảng cho dẫn chứng cho nó nghe. Mình giảng cái vấn đề, cái pháp lý cao siêu mà nói cái tí xíu là xong hết, nó giảng xong nữa, mình giảng 2 tiếng mới xong. Còn mấy cái đồ mà thấp nó đòi lè tè, nó đòi là cái này cao siêu, mình phải giảng cho mọi người nghe. Đặt có mình chịu. Mà tội, thấy mình thảm, tại vì cái bệnh đó, cái bệnh mượn những cái người mà có học thức đó, tưởng họ biết nhiều, tội với sợ. Biết toàn chuyện tầm bậy không? Biết nhiều thứ tầm bậy, nó cũng chỉ là tầm bậy thôi. Biết chữ, tôi không hiểu cái ý nghĩa chữ là gì. Cái nhất thể mà giảng nghĩ không được nữa. Tôi cam đoan cái gì, cái tuổi mà thầy giáo nó ngứa nào giảng được, nhất thể như tôi giảng tuần trước vậy. Nhất thể là như vậy đó. Nghe ai cũng hiểu hết. Không ai giảng được cái nhất thể được, nó thiệt cái gì nghe. Giảng không nổi. Nó khó giảng quá đấy. Nói tông canh, nó co, nói, nó tuyên môn, nó biên 2 trang để giảng nhất thể là gì. Nó chả nói gì hết. Mình nói 2 câu xong, 3 câu xong. No English. Sometimes I have to spoil the Vietnamese a little bit. Because, you know, when I argue with you, I argue in English. I don't want to translate in Vietnamese because it's bad for Vietnamese Buddhism. You guys are so dense. Never mind. Look at how much hell you have to put up with. Never mind. So many afflictions. Phiền não nhiều quá đi mất. Okay, any final questions? So Ru Qing, you know how to resolve conflicts now? Because this woman here has a lot of problems. Pent up frustrations. Pent up frustrations. And you know how I translate that. Yeah, because if you don't, it only makes you sick. Like text said earlier, because if it's, you know, it's so bad that it makes you sick, you can't function anymore. It's a form of sickness right there. You're debilitated.
你如果不做的话，你就会生病。你如果不知道怎么做的话。
Yeah. Not only Fangxia, but you have to teach her, you have to ask for opinion, you have to ask where I'm wrong, you have, you know, and so on. It's not about Fangxia. You cannot Fangxia. Come on, forget it. Like Janice says, how you drop an idea? You can't. You can't. It's there.
Well, 法师意思就是说是讲的是放下，但是刚刚有讲了很多方法，就是帮助你放下，因为你没有办法马上就放下，所以就是你要去做这些事情，It's
for your own
health. 来帮助你的健康。
Can't do it. Okay, we stop here today.
We can't even go finish this slide today, only halfway through. You know that today, half a slide, you're going to have so many problems. Ngày hôm nay giảng để có một nửa tấm thôi. Cái gì có nhiều vấn đề quá đi. Phiền não nhiều quá đi.